I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, May 12th. Well, the Quincy City Council will begin reviewing next year's proposed city budget tonight. A public hearing will be held at 6:30 at City Hall, followed by a Finance Committee meeting where officials will begin examining the proposed $456 million spending plan. At last week's City Council meeting, Mayor Thomas Koch said the budget is up by $36 million, with $20 million of that going to pay the debt on the $475 million pension bond that the City Council approved in 2021. The budget also includes funding for 20 new firefighters, 4 patrol officers, a new scam and fraud prevention liaison, and a $4.2 million increase in the school department. The council will hold another budget review meeting tomorrow night at 6:30 at City Hall. Now, Quincy residents are expected to speak out tonight about the proposed city budget for next year and about the proposed 50-year lease extension of the Granite Links complex for Quarry Hills Associates. Members of A Just Quincy and the Quarry Hills Citizens Advocates are planning a 5:30 rally outside City Hall prior to the 6:30 council meeting. The ralliers say that they're calling for fiscal responsibility and transparency, including an independent audit of city finances. Members say they're concerned about the city's debt, along with increasing costs. A public budget hearing will be held at 6:30. The Quarry Hills Citizens Advocates are concerned about the 50-year lease extension for Quarry Hills Associates to operate the Granite Links Golf Course complex, claiming it's a bad deal for the city. That lease extension still needs state approval. Now, 21 people have now pulled nomination papers to run for elective office in Quincy this year. As of Friday, 21 people had taken out papers from the city clerk's office. 2 have already returned their papers with the necessary signatures that have been certified by City Hall. Ward 3 council candidate Walter Hubley had his signature certified, as has Ward 4 city councilor James Devine. There are currently 5 candidates for the Ward 6 council seat, including incumbent William Harris, along with Deborah Riley, James Coffey, Jason Loeb, and Christopher Chan. All incumbent councilors except Ward 3 councilor Ian Kane and councilor at large Nina Liang are running again this year. There are currently 3 school committee candidates, Kai Lee, Kate Campbell, and Tom Leung. Tina Cahill says that she is seeking re-election. However, Doug Guttrow and Emily Lebo are not. Nomination papers are due back at City Hall by July 15th. A new public art commission would be established under a proposal from Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, Ward 2 Councillor Richard Ash, and Councillor-at-Large Scott Campbell. That commission would be part of a new public art and place-making program that would be responsible for the commissioning and purchasing of permanent and temporary public art. Mayor says the proposal is partly in response to the controversy surrounding the plans to install statues of Saints Michael and Florian at the entrance to the new police station. The commission would consist of 5 members nominated by the mayor, city council, planning director, commissioner of public buildings, and president of the Quincy Art Association. The mayor would also nominate 1 non-voting student. The commission would hold at least 4 public meetings per year and make recommendations on public art that would cost $50,000 or more. The plan is currently in the council's ordinance committee. Construction is underway on 2 large new developments in Quincy Center. Recently, Mayor Thomas Koch toured the former Parking Way area, now called McConville Way and Dunford Drive, to highlight the construction of a new housing development on one side of the General's Bridge and a new medical complex on the other. 2 new parking garages are also included as part of the development, which Koch says will activate that portion of Quincy Center. Overnight parking on Hancock Street around Quincy Center is banned this week as work crews will be repainting lines and other road markings. The city says the work will be done between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. No parking signs have been posted in the affected areas. Motorists are advised to park in the Kilroy Square garage, but overnight parkers must move their vehicles by 7 a.m. or pay the hourly charge. Road painting is done at night to minimize vehicle damage. It'll allow for proper application and paint drying. City of Quincy will host an open house to provide information about the updated flood maps. The public is welcome to attend the event Tuesday at 4 p.m. and at 7 p.m. in the lower-level conference room of Old City Hall. There will be no formal presentation, and officials say there have been no recent updates to the coastal panels. The Lincoln Hancock Elementary School in Quincy is holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony to officially open their new outdoor classroom today. Ceremony will be held at 3:30 p.m., followed by free family fun from 4:30 to 6:30, featuring ice cream, face painters, bouncy houses, music, and pizza for purchase. Well, a man is dead after being struck by a vehicle in Milton. According to the Norfolk DA's office, Father James Doran, 68 years old, from Milton, was taken to a Boston trauma center following the collision and was pronounced dead on Friday night. The crash happened on Blue Hill Avenue near the Blue Hills Trailside Museum just before 12:45 Friday afternoon. The driver of an SUV, an 85-year-old man from Hyde Park, was not injured. Father Doran was a member of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary at the St. Joseph Retreat House in Milton. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. The Boston Common was host to a ducktacular event celebrating the annual Duckling Day. Families were treated to a fun day commemorating the children's book, Make Way for Ducklings, a book about a mother duck and her ducklings finding a home in Boston. There was plenty to do yesterday, from live music to lawn games, face painting, reading stations, even a magic show. Boston's mayor, Michelle Wu, even made an appearance with her children. The day was capped off with a parade, following the footsteps of the ducks to the iconic statues in the public garden. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 119. The NASDAQ rose a fraction. The S&P fell 4. World stocks and U.S. futures surged today after the U.S. and China announced they were suspending for 90 days most of the sharp tariff hikes each has imposed since U.S. President Donald Trump began escalating his trade war. The dollar surged, the euro fell, and oil at $62 a barrel. In sports, Celtics and Knicks in New York for Game 4 tonight at 7:30 as New York leads that series now 2-1. Red Sox beat the Royals 3-1. They'll be in Detroit tonight at 6:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny and a high of 73 degrees. For tonight, clear skies and lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 70. Cloudy on Wednesday, high around 70, and some scattered showers Thursday, high 71. For the boater, waves about a foot, wind southwest, increasing to 20 knots later today and a high tide at 12:18 p.m. Sunrise 5:25, sets at 7:55. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, May 12th.